The New Hanover County School Board has approved reopening pre-K through 5 schools for full in-person learning on January 19th, pushing back an earlier opening date by a week. It's been a difficult decision for members, especially the newest ones, who had to make up their minds quickly. Back in early November, when the school board discussed reopening elementary schools for all in-person learning, Superintendent Dr. Charles Faust said he wasn't ready.
If we can get our county at 5% or less, then we can start to look at measures of going to a different plan, and it would have to be for 2 consistent weeks. We're not there yet. Our numbers are too high.
Currently, close to 13% of coronavirus tests conducted in the state have come back positive, and for New Hanover County, it's a rate near 10%. At a board special meeting last Saturday, members voted unanimously to reopen elementary schools on January 19th. Board member Nelson Bollier says concerns over student academic achievement and social-emotional well-being are reasons to reopen.
I think right now in New Hanover County and across North Carolina, across the country, nobody is going to sit there and tell you the metrics are good, they're bad. But what's happening to our students is also problematic. This compounded negative consequence of not being in school for our K-5 learners has really just reached a point where we can't ignore that either.
Before this special meeting, the board met earlier that week to swear in the 4 newest members. But after the ceremony, things quickly became contentious around the superintendent's introduction of the plan to reopen those schools full-time, with an option for families to remain fully remote. Board member Stephanie Craybill.
So our first board meeting was a little rough, to say the least. I came away with mixed feelings. I was very excited that the county commissioners generously gave us the much needed and appreciated additional funding that we could certainly use immediately, but left with some misgivings about our decision.
Craybill is referring to the $1,500 holiday bonuses for employees, funded equally by the commission and the board, which some members of the public view as a factor in their decision to move to Plan A. Another new member, Stephanie Walker, is upset that the decision was thrust upon them at their first meeting. She also says the district didn't have specifics on how they would reopen.
That was not a plan. That was just, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do, and we'll figure out later. So the feeling about going back to Plan A, I've been very clear with this. I don't think it's safe.
But board member Judy Justice says if the pandemic metrics continue to worsen, there's enough time to reconsider their decision either at their January 5th meeting or at their special meeting right before the planned reopening.
So the January 19th date will give us an opportunity not just to plan, but also to monitor what's going on in the community. I don't believe any of us want to endanger any of our children or staff or community members.
Hugh McManus, also one of the board's newest members, says in order for Plan A to go well, most people within the school have to be on board.
The success of the implementation of any program, particularly this, is only as good as the buy-in by the teachers, the staff, the cafeteria. It takes everybody.
He also says the board members are trying their best to do what's right for the district.
And we're going to make mistakes. We're human. And hopefully we can reflect and then correct it when we find out that something else works better. Unfortunately, you can't please everybody, but you have to make a decision. We just can't sit there and not react and not act.
According to the New Hanover County Schools COVID-19 tracker, cases of the virus in schools are increasing exponentially. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.